We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know also if you were paying attention to this. The Royals are Cactus League champions.
Did you know that before yesterday?
I did not.
I did not either. I did not.
I went and looked at the...
Was this in the news?
Obviously not.
The Cactus League standings after you said they're Cactus League champs, and indeed they had the best winning percentage of the Cactus League teams. Somehow they played 10 more games than the one that they were tied with.
Did they really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe they count like split squatters.
I don't know. They had 30 games, and like the next team that had the same winning percentage had... had 20 games.
Oh, I just looked at the games back, saw the Royals were on top, called it a day.
And they,
bunch of slackers.
The games back, they were ahead of the games back. They were the winners.
That's right.
They won the Cactus League.
Correct. And it was a wet spring, I guess you could say, down in Arizona.
That's what I'm guessing. You know? There must have been just so many more rainouts than there typically are.
There were a lot of rainouts.
So there were no dry swings going.
No, not a lot of dry swings at all. Not a lot of standing around on the hard outfield or anything like that. So, the Royals, hey, look, they took care of business
down
in spring training.
What was the height of the sky?
Very high in Arizona. It's a very high sky.
Yeah, a little bit lower, though, with a lot of clouds and rain.
That is true. So, yeah, maybe more
a lower sky this year.
Realistic approach to what they're going to the spring training stuff is fantastic. You spend 6 weeks of watching highlights and games of just beautiful weather and beautiful setting. And then opening day happens in Detroit, Michigan, and Kansas City, Missouri, and Chicago, Illinois.
Although it's going to be like 70
Ohio.
This week.
But
so.
It's supposed to rain, I think, on
chance of
day.
Rain, but 70.
Yeah, but still warmer. But I mean, you head back to these frozen tundra places to open, spring. New York City, Boston, Massachusetts. Like all these places, you're like, we just spent the last 6 weeks getting our bodies ready and acclimated to the warm weather. And then you're sending us to, like, the Mets today had to go from Florida, and they're flying to Syracuse, New York. Have you seen the story? Noah Syndergaard is livid. They're going to Syracuse, New York, not even for a game, for a workout. They're going to work out in front of the fans in Syracuse, and then they're going to fly back to Washington, D.C. for the start of their season, which makes literally no sense on any level.
Is the weather going to make them do it in, like, the Carrier Dome or something?
I don't know. I don't know where they're going to do that. But you're thinking March, Syracuse, New York, probably
always,
not the best place to go.
Terrific, yeah.
So, and not even for a game. You're just going up there for a workout. So the Royals win the Cactus League, which is very important because the last time they won the Cactus League was 2013. And you may remember that was 1 year before the Royals made the playoffs and went to the World Series, 2013. This time, the Royals win the Cactus League. And what have they been pointing to? 2020, 2021 as the time where the Royals are going to take off and win. So if you judge by history, the year before the Royals were ready to take off and win and get to the World Series, they won the Cactus League. And I think we're seeing history repeat itself right now. We won't know until the end of the 2020 season whether or not history has repeated itself. But I like our odds. I like where we stand right now, and I like the feeling that the last time we won the Cactus League had a nice year, and then, boom, took off in 2014, 2015. As they say, the rest is history. Mm,
I'd just like to know where I get that T-shirt.
You can buy the Cactus League champion T-shirt. I'm sure if you go down to Surprise, Arizona, or call Cod, and he can bring one back for you and see what it's all about.
Like they handed him out after the 3-3 tie yesterday.
They tied yesterday?
You get to the end, you're like, we're done. We're all leaving.
Right, yeah.
We're all leaving Arizona. So, yes, yesterday was a 3-3 tie.
3-3 tie.
They in Texas were like, you good? You good? We're gone.
We're gone. Yeah. We're out of here. We're off to Omaha to play a preseason game on Monday night. I think the only people that were literally left in Surprise, Arizona yesterday were like Ned and the team. I think everybody else was like, gone. Get the hell out of Surprise, Arizona, and go back to Kansas City and get ready for the start of the season, which now with no basketball to look forward to here locally, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for opening day, and we can get a start on that and see what this team's all about.
And I think
I was really trying to find out the other years that the Royals have won the Cactus League. Shockingly, not very
there
easy to find.
There was a random year like in the early 2000s. I think they won.
Yeah, because I was gonna say 13. We were like kind of excited because they're like it hadn't happened for a long time. We're like, oh wow, not that it means anything, but it meant something because you're like they don't ever do this.
Right.
So no, I don't think they've won it that many times.
So I just want to make sure I'm on the same page with you here, Bob.
Yes.
spring training numbers don't mean anything.
Correct.
But if you win the league in spring training, it means something.
Well, I'm just going based on past history.
The Royals, it is correlated in the most recent occurrence of this. The correlation's been pretty nice.
Yeah, just want to make sure I'm connecting the same dots.
That's right. Yes. You know who won the Grapefruit League?
I think it was the Yankees.
That's exactly right. Royals and Yankees, two best teams in baseball right now.
And I only know that because I looked it up yesterday.
Right. I just happened to be looking at the standings yesterday. I didn't know
that off the top of my head.
Oh, my God. Look, the Royals won the Cactus League. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, man. It's better than losing the Padres won late, though,
and they actually tied them now.
Oh, did they?
It was that a late result that came in after I saw it yesterday. But, yes, the Yankees won the Grapefruit League by a game over the Astros.
There you go. So, and who are some of the best teams in the American League every year? The Yankees and the Astros are always the top two teams, top three teams in the American League. Those are the teams. And now we've got the Cactus League championship to put on our belt buckle. So don't be shocked if the Royals have success this year.
I thought they give out individual belt buckles for every championship. Do you just add them?
You just add it.
Oh, interesting.
It's like your little thing for scouts where you have that thing you put on
your
belt.
Like a sash?
Sash,
no, that thing you put on your belt.
Oh, yeah.
With the beads that hang down.
Your little belt clip thing.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Start doing Letterman's jackets again. Let's just start handing those out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.